Russia offered assurances on Tuesday that the Syrian government will show up at a new round of peace talks next week and will soon ship more toxic agents abroad for destruction under a deal to eliminate its chemical weapons arsenal. Despite sharp differences over the conflict in Syria, Russia and Western countries have joined forces to initiate peace talks that began last month in Geneva and in September agreed to the plan to eliminate its chemical arsenal after a deadly August 21st poison gas attack on the outskirts of Damascus. Meanwhile, a meeting in Rome yesterday aimed at tackling the humanitarian crisis stemming from the Syrian conflict. Kristalina Ivanova-Georgieva is the European Commissioner for International Cooperation, Humanitarian Aid, and Crisis Response. She said the humanitarian corridors have opened in some areas, and the international community must work to expand them.
We have seen that engagement can bring results. For example, vaccination against polio has reached over 3 million children in Syria. And also we have seen locally ceasefires that allow help to get in. The question is how to make this much more profound on a much larger scale, because if we don't succeed to get more access, not only people inside Syria would suffer unnecessarily, but they will continue to flee across borders, destabilizing the whole region. The Syria problem, yes, it is a tragedy for the Syrian people, but it is also a huge risk for the neighbors, for Europe, for the whole world. To unite the world on access is morally right, and it is also in our self-interest. And this is the voice that European countries will continue to raise more strongly than ever before, because unless we break through this wall of resistance to get help to people, we are putting the world at higher and higher risk.